Tot el Hotsuka, no the thing that already passed, we passed, però sì, se ho l'intenzione, se ho l'exercizio. Nashim, Ba'avadim, Uktanim, Peturim, Inasuka. You all know that the mitzvah of the Torah, Basukot, Yeshevu, Shiv'at Yamim, Kol Ha'ezrach, Yisrael, Yeshevu, Basukot, Yema'an, Yede'u, Dorotechem, כי בסוכות הושבתי את בני ישראל והוציאי אותם מארץ מצרים. At the end of the book, 69. The end of the book. Not the beginning. But the middle of the book. The mitzvah in the Torah. Three sentences. בסוכות תשבו שבעת ימים. That's one. Kol ha'ezrach v'Yisrael yeshevu basukot. Two. Lema'an yede'u dorotechem ki basukot hoshavti et b'nei Yisrael ve'otzi'i otam eretz Mitzrayim. And the Torah said, you have to live in the sukkah for 7 days. Every citizen of the land has to be in the sukkah, in order that you should remember that you lived in a Sukkot when you came out of Mitzrayim. These are the three sentences. Three times by Sukkot is written in these sentences. But the first two, it's written with Atvav. Basukkat, instead of Basukkot. Only the third one is written, Basukkot, Samech Kav Vav Tav. The Gemara asks, why is that? And Moshe Rabbeinu told him, it comes to teach you how you build the sukkah. It needs at least 3 walls and the top. Of course, the top should be what we call sukkah. Sukkot comes from the word sukkah, the cover. But at the same time, but sukkah is one. Another sukkah, one, that's two. Sukkot is a plural, two, that's four. All together four. 3 walls and the cover. That's four. And came Moshe Rabbeinu taught Israel. Even though the Torah said four, then 3 walls. Doesn't have to be complete 3 walls. It could be 2 walls and 1 is part of it. How? That's why they tell us, one of the great rabbis said, if you want to know how to build the sukkah, look at the word sukkah. Samech, Kav, He. Samech, close all of them. 4 walls. The best to make 4 walls. You don't have enough material, make it Kav. 3 walls. You don't have enough to make 3 walls complete, make He. 2 walls and 1 wall small and make just Tzurat HaPetach, shape of a doorway. How do you make shape of doorway? With a top strip from the wall to the other wall. That makes it like a doorway. That's a good. That's kosher. Then we have all the 3 are kosherim, but the best is Samer. Then Kav, then He. This is what they learn from the Sukkah. But the Torah emphasizes, when you live in a Sukkah, you should think in mind, I'm living in the Sukkah to remember the Tzatzan because God put us in the Sukkot. There's a mahloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, the Sukkot. What kind of Sukkot did he put them in? One said that the Torah referred to when he said, Kiva Sukkot Hashavti, I put you, I made you live like in a Sukkah. Like in a Sukkah, not Sukkah. What was that? The clouds. The clouds were on a Nekavod. And a person has to think about a Nekavod, the miracle of Hashem. To them. One comes, so what are you talking? One of the other one. Real Sukkot they were. They came out of Egypt. Came to a place that was very hot. The Jewish people built Sukkot. That's why they called the Yisrael Sukkot. They called the place, the name of the place, Sukkot. Why? Because the Jewish people built Sukkot and lived in there. Like you make a tent when you go camping. It's a That is, Kolay Zach said, to remember each other, turn to the limits of God. Really, they were bored. At the beginning, they built Sukkot. Then Hashem gave them Ananim. They were both of them. The person should think about both of them. But the Sukkot and the Ananim come on.
Why 7 days?
Why 7 days? Because it took Israel.
40 years, then.
It took Israel at the beginning. Before Kriyat Yom Suf. 7 days. Where was that? From the time that they left Egypt. Until they came? 7 days. That's why the Bible says those 7 days were 7 days of tense. Very, very intense 7 days. You should say, coming, coming. What would happen? After Kriyat Yom Suf, there was nothing in the world. It's over. But all this time, they were intense. Why? The Egyptians were chasing, running. So I didn't know what would happen. You understand? And he said, therefore, remember those 7 days that I took care of you, even though the Egyptians came, I misled them to come. Kadosh Baruch Hu, what did he do? Mashki l'goyim ve'epedem. Misled them. Before destroying them.
But it doesn't make sense, because, I mean, the numbers fit. 7 and 7, but it's Zecher, the Sukkot that they lived in, but they didn't have any Sukkot till 7 days.
Who told you? They were also had. They were, didn't they? They had Sukkot.
For 7 days?
Must be. Hot. The heat of the sun, of course they had.
They had time to build. They were constantly moving.
Well, they built for half an hour in the morning, they put the water and they... Then, when they have to move, they move. So they stay there at night, they stay in places. All of a sudden, they can't. They rest. They have to make a shelter to themselves.
That's the reason? They have to go 7 days?
Yes.
That's the only reason?
That's the... Of course there is more.
No, no.
There is more. But simple meaning. Really, they asked not only about this, about Pesach, about everything, why 7 days? According to our rabbis, it has to do with Anani, Tumam, Taran, Kabbalah, the Kam, the Madrida, and the same thing, when Shiva Shavuot, and then Raged Shiva Yimei Tahara, right after Pesach, the Shavuot, there are many, there are short, one go to do it. Then, now this mitzvah is called mitzvah Aser Shazeman Birama. What means mitzvah Aser Shazeman? Mitzvah that has to do, sometimes you have to do it, sometimes you don't. What is the time of mitzvah Sukkah? 7 days in the year. There's no mitzvah to sit in the rest of the year on the Sukkah. That has to do with time. Certain season you have to do it, certain season you don't. And we have the rule. כל מצווה, מצוות עשה, שהזמן גרמה, נשים פטורות. A woman is free from every mitzvah that has to do with time. טלל. A woman, don't put טלל, ציצית. Why? Because ציצית is מצוות עשה שהזמן גרמה. The ציצית is only during the day, not during the night. You cannot put ציצית at night. How could you say that Hashem should also only have the tzitzit, not tzitzit? You can have it on, but you can't say beracha. The mitzvah of the tzitzit went during the daylight, because the Torah said it will be then or dawn, the time that you can see it, that there is no dark. This is daylight. That's why it's called mitzvah ba'aseh shazeman yiramah. But if you mean, there is a question. Is it mitzvah ta'aseh shazeman yiramah or not? It's mahlok. Why? The tefillin is certain. Shamarta et ha'chukka hazot l'mo'ada miyamin yamima. What they talk about the shamarta et ha'chukka hazot l'mo'ada? It's certain. You must keep this law miyamin yamima. What's miyamin yamima also?
Well, that's
the Shabbat. No, not Shabbat. Shabbat is not Shabbat in that paragraph. but the shlicha b'chorin, read the whole Kaddish Rida, there's nothing to do with Shabbat. Nothing whatsoever. The whole parasha of Kaddish Shlicha b'chorin, speaking about sanctifying everyone before. Better call a hamas eva adam rabbeinu the day. Zachor et hayom hazeh. Remember the day that you came out of Mitzrayim. Correct? Then the filin, והיה לך להיות על ידך לקרון עניך, ואת עשינו, שמרת את החוקה הזאת, מעלמים, what does he refer by saying ושמרת את החוקה הזאת? זה מחלוקת בין תנאים. Some they say refers to the filin. If we first the filin, מימים ימים, from day to day, means only during the day, it's not during the night, and so far, שסע זמן, גרמה. But some they say, no, שמרת את החוקה, he is talking about the חורת היום הזה, but פסח. החוקה הזאת מימים ומימה משנה לשנה, sometimes from year to year, the year is called ימים, אין לתורה. תשב הנערה איתנו ימים או עשור, a year or 10 months. That means we see ימים means a year sometimes. Therefore, that has nothing to do with the filin. If you explain ימים ומימה on the filin, then we know that the Shad Asi Shad Zman Gerama, if you say no. But still in all, it's called the Shad Asi Shad Zman Gerama. Why? Because there is no tefillin on Shabbat. Why there is no tefillin on Shabbat? Because the Torah called the tefillin the ot. היה לך לאות על ידך. But Shabbat already we have ot. כי ot היא ביני וביניכם לדעת כי אני אשר קדושכם. Then you don't. If you put tefillin as an ot, that means you are like insulting the Shabbat, belittling the Shabbat. It wasn't good enough that ot, therefore you don't put. Still and all, if there is no tefillin on Shabbat, that's what it's just going to go on. 6 days, yes, they're not. Same thing, Yemin Tovim. It's also odd.
Also?
The Kata Shachar, it's a good question, but the Chota Shevach is different. That's to praise God. She says to praise God, it's okay. Yeah. Because that has to do with thanking God for something that He's giving us. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah. But only for the things that you have. If you look at the Berachot Shachar, what is Matira Suri, and so forth, that it gave me the power to get up and so on. It has nothing to do with that. Berachot Shevach, they call them. Again, this is what our mom said. Nashim ba'avadim u'kadim peturim min ha'sukah. The woman, we explain why. Because mitzvot aseh shel zman, why the woman is really relieved from mitzvot aseh shel zman gerama. Very simple. Because the woman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave her a duty to take care of her family, children, raising children. She has to nurse a child. All of a sudden, you must do this. I'm busy with them. Oh, you give me the duty of the child. Or duty of something else. I can say you must limit, maybe at this time I'm busy with the child. Therefore, the Lord said, she's really, because taking care of the child is more important. Show you the importance of raising children, how important it is that they made her free from so many mitzvot. Va'avadim. Eved b'shuhrar. The Eved is not hayav only in mitzvot that Isha hayavet b'hem. As long as he's Eved, if he is Mishmarah, he's the one already set a queen, has to fulfill all the mitzvot of the Torah. Eved. That's right. He's not Eved. But when he is Eved, Hayav b'chol mitzvot, except the mitzvot of the woman, the Torah is Patur also. Why? Same idea. A woman is under obligation of taking care of the family. Eved, under obligation of serving his master. That's why he's living from the mitzvot. Uktanim, underage, children, peturim, menasukah. The children, of course, peturim, mekol mitzvot. There is no need for a reason. Except that hachamim made them obligated, if from the din of chinuch, they are already reached an understanding of the mitzvah. They have the later Rambam will say, these are nashim v'avadim uktanim, then comes a person that you don't know. Tumtom. What's Tumtom? Oh, your daughter didn't have the operations of today. You know, a child is being born, and it's like skin covers. You don't know if he is a male or female. MashaAllah. You don't know. That's called tum-tum. And this is, tum-tum is safek. Safek ish, safek isha. What is it in Hayah or Patu? It's understood. Everything that in the Torah, there is in Israel. If you have a doubt, you have to do it or not. What should you do? If you do it, maybe you're a Hayah. But, Beracha, you wouldn't be able to make it. Because the rule is, when you have a doubt about Beracha, you should make it or not. Safek Berachot, Nehakim. Because Berachon, Derabbanan, Safek Berachot, Nehakim. Now, that's why Tum Tum is Hayah, Sukkah, and the Roginos. What's androgynous? There's two opinions what is androgynous. We know androgynous is considered like, again, sapek. Sapek is sapek isha. He has zachrut v'nakut. He has both. Both male and female. And so in my own house, the case once in some Milan and Hadassah hospital, there was a child that he had these two things of zachrut v'nakut. Very, very rare. Something like this. Some they say androgynous, there is another thing. There was some kind of, to myself, creature, what do you call it? A month like this and a month like this. This is unbelievable. But there is some opinion androgynous. But usually, it's accepted, you know, the perush androgynous that has both. That's what they're not doing. This also is a fact, if it's ish or isha. What is it? Hayav. To be in Sukkah, but no, Beracha. V'chein mishahetzio Eved v'chetzio ben Harim. A person that half is Eved, I mean, could you find something like this? Half of his body Eved, half of his body ben Harim. Half a slave and half is a free man. Is there something like this? What does it mean, chetzio Eved v'chetzio ben Harim? That means two men went and bought Eved, bargains together. Listen, we buy this man as a slave for $10,000. Okay. I put $5,000. You'll put $5,000. He will serve me one day and serve you one day. Today here in this country, there are many, they share man and maid. Is it so? Do this for me, do this for you. Mother and daughter and that's that. You go to my mother, you come to my daughter today. Okay. Then they share. They used to make that with Abbey, the time that was slavery. What happened? Two bought him. Then one saying, I'll let you free. You let him free, but I don't want it. He has to serve this one for 3 days. 3 days is free. That Hachio Eved, the Hachio Ben Harim. And this is what you consider this man, Eved Ben Harim. He has to live in the Sukkah because of Ben Harim. And he can't live in the Sukkah, he can't see Beracha because he is Eved. Misafek Hayab. But Beracha he doesn't say. Again the same thing. Mishahetzi Rabban Fahamin Hayab. Katan she'eno tzarich le'imo. Shehu keben hamesh keben shesh. Hayab besukam dover. So if we can tell the halachah of the mitzvot. That's what we said before. The person is young. That he already doesn't need his mother. That's the bullshit. The person wakes up in the morning when he's a baby. When he is already grown up a little bit, he doesn't pay attention, call his mother. Till she comes, hey, yells at him, where are you? And not say, he doesn't need his mother. Or someday explain not to clean more if you go to clean him in the bathroom. So as you say, whatever it is, you say this perush or this perush. Katan she not say clean more is hayav from Hinuf. If a person is not feeling well, sick, he's patum nesukah. Not necessarily. There is two kind of sick people. There is sick that in danger. Halesh yesh bo sekana. And there is halesh en bo sekana. Halesh en bo sekana also, patum nesukah. Because the Torah said, the shevu, ka'en tadur, that means to have, to live it, not to suffer. As I said, Holim Shemashem, Bidun Sukha, Bidu Holim, Rampan Finishim, Bidu Holish Yishbo Sakana. not necessarily a person who is in danger. Ela afilu hash b'rosha, oh, he has a headache. It's disturbing him to be in a sukkah. He needs a place of comfort, the sukkah. Oh, afilu hash b'enav, a little pains in his eyes. Therefore, he doesn't have mitzta'er, patu min ha-sukkah, hu v'lo meshamesha. L'chole, hu v'meshamesha. If a person is sick, not only him, the one who is waiting on him also, the one who serves him, patu. But mitzta'er, he is patu. But the one who serves him, no. What kind of mitzta'er is that? Everybody will tell you I'm mitzta'er. I'm more comfortable than the husband. Rabbi, I'm patur min ha-sukkah. Why? I'm mitzta'er. Hakam gadol. That's nonsense. What is mitzta'er? Ezo mitzta'er? Ze she'eno yachol lishan b'sukkah mipnei ha-ruach. He can't go to sleep there. It's wind. Like in this country. You sleep in the sukkah. You get sick. It's not the same thing. They said there was one rabbi here, Rabbi Yitzhak Levi, I remember, 30 years ago. Over 30. Came, he was a guest by around 3. I insisted he was to sleep in the sukkah. Because Eretz Yisrael, he slept. Okay, Eretz Yisrael. The weather is different. He wanted to sleep in the sukkah. Rabbi, the host told him, Rabbi, here you don't sleep in the sukkah. No, I won't. He slept in the sukkah. He got sick later after for the weeks. Okay? Like this year is early. But when Sukkot is late, you can imagine. They say, "Pnei ruach, omi pnei zivuvim, aparashim." Oh, there is some places there is bees. There's that only. What's aras? There's flies. There's all kinds of mosquitoes. He said, "Okay, he's not. He doesn't have to." The Chayyot Zibayin, "Omi pnei hariach." Oh, there is some those riach ra. Bad. Oh no. Something. Let him go. Don't let him sleep over there. Gimal, Ha'avel Hayab B'Sukkah. Avel is Mitzta'er. Come Avel, it tells you that Mitzta'er more than Avel Abonim. That's not the Mitzta'er because if he will be in the Sukkah, that's not has to do with him. But the Sukkah has nothing to do with it. Therefore, Hayab B'Sukkah. I was expecting that because we read Yashen Yashen originally. And they talk about Sukkah, that's why I mentioned, not in this country. Eretz Israel, in places that hot water was supposed to be not only sleeping, but was supposed to be in Sukkah, because the Rashi said, Sukkah teshevu shebahagya v'sukkot teshevu shah. The Gemara said, teshevu means tadu. Should be your dwelling in the sukkah. Dwelling means should be like your house. And more than that, Mishnah said, "Sukkatcha keva v'diratecha arai." The main place of living would be in your sukkah. And the house would be the temporary one. That means you go in and out of the house, but mainly should be, the Gemara goes in more than that. אוכל בסוכה, ישן בסוכה, מטייל בסוכה, קורא בסוכה. That means he does everything in the sukkah. That was different. And this country, you can. That's why I said, not according to the places. In those places, he used to do that. Now, therefore, בחתן, the person of whom, and he has ushered with them, tell him, what do you tell him? Go to the sukkah. I want to enjoy myself with all my guests. He can make a chuppah over there. He can make enjoyment over there. How many people are going to the sukkah? So I attended one sukkah that could take 300 people. I bet to me, this kid. There is a sukkah, the whole hall, the roof opens, the whole ceiling. The whole thing is, the whole lunch room, dining room, whole dining room, very large. So all open and they make a sukkah out of it. You see, not everybody every Friday makes a sukkah like this. Therefore, the Hamdan is patur. Him, not only himself, the Shoshvinim too, all the people that are his guests, in order to be Mesamea Hamdan, they can learn. That's a big mitzvah. Peturim in a sukkah. Shiluhei mitzvah peturim in a sukkah. Ben bayom, ben balayla. The person was sent on a mission to go for some mitzvah. And those adim, they go for Kiddush HaChodesh, different things. Of course, Sukkah la shaykh adim of Kiddush HaChodesh. Why? I'm just mentioning what is mitzvah. Kiddush HaChodesh doesn't come in the time of Sukkah. Sukkah is 15 or 15. But I'm saying that there is a mitzvah, you know that, but the same. How many sins of Kiddush do we take out of Kiddush HaChodesh? One. How many sins of Kiddush do we make a Shabbat? What will happen if Chabiyah comes on Shabbat? How many Sefer Torah do we make? It's the same thing. The Shabbat will be, the idea of the Shabbat will come in Sukkot. That is it. Now, then the Bar Mitzvah, they send him for Mitzvah, that is Mitzvah for the Yonshim Kiyin, but to save somebody captured, a prisoner or something, sent when he is going for the mitzvah, he's putting from Sukkah. Ben Bayom, Ben Balayla, no matter what. Now, Cheder Achim, people who travel, if they travel, as long as they are on their traveling on the move, Bayom, again, during the day you're Patur. At night you stay someplace, you want to eat, you have to eat in the Sukkah. You have to build a Sukkah, and or the opposite. The person travels during the night, and you rest during the day, you have a sukkah during the day. Cheder achim bayom, p'turim na sukkah bayom, achavim b'layla. Cheder achim b'layla, p'turim na sukkah b'layla, achavim bayom. Shomrei ha'ir, people who guard the city, you know, today in Eretz Yisrael, you know, on the borderline, is all soldiers protecting the country. Shomrei ha'ir, bayom, p'turim na sukkah bayom, achavim b'layla. If they are on duty, if they are on duty during the day, they have to be in the sukkah during the night. Duty on the night, they are free during the night. But during the day, they have to be in the sukkah. But Shomrei Ganot u'Pardesim, people who watch the vineyard or the orchard, why? They shouldn't come and take the food. They don't have to make a sukkah. Why? At all. Why? Because they'll make sukkah one place. Already in the Gandavim, they know where the Shomer is. Because they know where the Shomer is, they'll go to the other side to steal. Therefore, there will be no use and the Shomer to be there. The Shomer has to be that the Gandav should not know where he is, the one who comes to steal. ידע הגנב שיש לשומר מקום קבוע ויבוא ויגנוב ממקום אחר. Now here, that's the answer to your question. כיצד היא מצוות הישיבה בסוכה? You must understand what they say בסוכות כשבו, what does it mean? Sit down. What does it mean? Stay in the סוכה. Live in the סוכה. Therefore, when we have come into the סוכה, what do they say? ברוך אתה השם שקבלשם סוכה ושם יושב בסוכה. What do we say? Before we eat, but really you're supposed to say the Shem Sukkah when? Before you enter. Why? Because kol ha-mitzvot, mevarech alehen over la'asiyat. Every mitzvah that you do, you have to say the beracha first, and then do the mitzvah. That's why those people that they take the filim, put the filim, tie it in it, they bring it here, they say laniach filim, they go on. That's wrong. Has to be the beracha laniach filim. Before you tighten, because the minute you tighten it, already you did a mitzvah. And the beracha comes after. The beracha has to be before you do the mitzvah. Very good question. Same question. The yatadayim is supposed to be yaveh alas yadan. Then they come back, they say, yadav lo nikiyot. You're not clean. How could you say beracha? They say, what's going to do? There's a contradiction here. you have to say Beracha before because of Elashia. And you can't say Beracha before because they're not clean. What should they do? That's why what they do. They wash, and they don't wipe. Say Beracha between, that's called Aver Lashia. Because if you make the Eidurim without wiping it, just like as you do make it, that's why they do it in between. To be clean and Aver Lashia. It's the same thing with Ger. Ger comes and makes Tevila. What he make? A shekel of Shemson Ala Tevila before he's not, he's a goy. It will help, it will make the Tevila. Already, he made the Tevila. What should he do? According to the Halakha, the Harambam and Maran, he should say before. But the Ashkenazim do different. Makes Tevila. Once, then comes out, the Shekhar Bishnon, he makes the Bila again. But they are against it, Maran and the Rambam. Why do they say, once he made the Bila, already finished. He made it. Same thing with a woman, that she goes to the Mikveh. When should they say the Beracha? According to Maran, she should say the Beracha before. She cannot even do it differently. She makes the Bila once, then they tell her to get up to say Beracha, and then to make again. But that's kind of thing. That's why, they teach them here. And they make even our women should say.
Right?
You don't teach them our way.
No, they teach them that way. Like
their way. Right? It's wrong. Should be a woman should say the Beracha before according to us. Over last year.
Why do they do that?
Same thing with other Katnero, Shabbat. They teach them in school, Magen David, not teach them the Ashkenazim. In the kindergarten. They give them all Shabbat, Halot, you know. They make the Halot also, they make the dough, they teach them, and they teach them. Come to them, and this is Shwimah, this is the love chick.
This is different than being taught by us. Mm-hmm.
The Tarat Abai
is being taught by us.
But
it's not being taught by
the lady in the Mikveh,
but the girls will go take the class.
Our girls don't go there.
No, but every newlywed couple goes to the class.
They go to the other. And this is the fact. I'm saying what the fact is. Okay, this is what I'm saying. Then, Ketzad him mitzvah da yeshiva v'sukkah. What should it be yeshiva v'sukkah? Sheyeh ochel v'shoteh v'dar v'sukkah kol shiv'at ha'yamim. He has to eat, to drink, and live in sukkah all the 7 days. Ben bayom. ובין בלילה, that's for you, Eddie, כדרך שהודר בביתו בשאר ימות השנה. בכל שבעת הימים, עושה אדם את ביתו ערי ואת סוכתו קבע. The house is the unimportant. The main thing is the סוכה, שנאמר בסוכות תשבו שבעת ימים. כצד אב, כלים הנעים, the best of furniture. Where are they? In סוכה. Can we do that today? It's my Israel. Bring the furnaces of the house, they talk about furnaces of the house, they used to have one room, and they bring a great room from this room to this room. Do they take furnaces of the house into Sukkah? Is that possible? Impossible. ומצעות הנאות בסוכה, וכלי שתייה, כגון עשישות וכוסות, you bring nice cups, nice glasses, אבל כדי אכילה, but the big one, the pots, during a meal, you can bring them. That's Rashon Rashin, as he said, Shelo Bizman Achila. We understand, but when he said Kederot, don't make it a storage room, the Sukkah. You have parts of that, you want to store them in the Sukkah. It's not Kavod. He said, during the meal, you bring it with the food, in order to eat, to serve, it's okay. But not during the meal. You know, that's Rashon Rashin. From Rashi, I learned that. Then he said, אבל כלי אחרה גם כדרות פערות חוץ לסוכה. המנורה בסוכה. The light. You put in the סוכה. But if you come and say, the סוכה is very small. One of those days used to be white. Oh, not like today, you know, the recipe and that. There is a special thing that you want to cut. You put it in the room. You want to put it near the door from outside to give light. But you don't want to put it in. I said, it is too late. The Sukkah is Ketanah, and Hachot is Sukkah. אוכלים ושותים וישנים בסוכה כל שבעה בין ביום בין בלילה. That's very clearly. ואסור לאכול סעודה חוץ לסוכה כל שבעה. You can't eat any meal, full meal, עד לסוכה, all the 7 days. אלא אם כן אכל אכילת ארעי. Only if he eats, not a meal. What's called not a meal? Even a bread. Really, bread, he should eat in sukkah. But other things, not bread, he could eat outside. There is no avera. But mitzvah is to eat also in the sukkah. Even not bread. But he said, even bread sometimes you can eat out of sukkah if you eat small pieces. What's called small pieces? They'll say, אכילת ארעי כבצה. או פחות, זאת אומרת, לבד כבצה. But not two ביצים. That means up to 2 ounces is called ארעי. More than that, it's not ארעי. ואין ישנים חוץ לסוכה פלוס שנת ארעי. You don't sleep. Why? שינה, even if you sleep a little, it's already satisfying. Food is not satisfying unless you eat more than כבצה. But sleep, you see people die to sleep. The minute they sleep a little, they get satisfaction. He said, מותר לשתות מים ולאכול פירות חוץ לסוכה. Fruit and water is מותר. בגמרא של רבן גמליאל, they brought him water to drink. So he had a lot of the sukkah. He wouldn't drink him in water, out of the sukkah. I saw שענה רבה, כפרינג אינטי, רואה, ניתק לדיגוס את הסוכה, ואני סידר, ואני קם לדבק לי. He would not drink even the tea, עד צעד את הסוכה. אז הוא עשה, רבן גבליאל, רבן גבליאל, תנא. I said, this way, הרמב"ן, מי שיחמיר על עצמו, ולא ישתה חוץ הסוכה, אפילו מים, we don't call him שוטה, crazy, what are you doing? אחרי זה משובח, worthy to praise him, huh? Praise worthy. Now, אכילה בלילי יום טוב הראשון בסוכה חובה. To eat the first night in the סוכה is חובה. But pay attention what the Rambam said. אכילה בלילי יום טוב הראשון בסוכה. What בלילי? בליל יום טוב הראשון. יום טוב הראשון is one. To say בליל. But because we make 2 days, that we separate. They both considered Yom Tov HaRishon. That's why Belele Yom Tov HaRishon, he has to eat in a sukkah. He must. How much? He has to eat at least kazayit, 1 ounce. Once he eats 1 ounce, it's a tzara. Even though we said before Achilat Arai, Abdul Sabetza, but before for the Katamazon, for Achilah, Kibiyahud, it would be already fulfilling. Why?
First night only?
First night, after that, for sure, if he doesn't want, he doesn't eat.
He
doesn't have to eat bread. That's right, even say the Shabbat Sukkah, no. Because only Shabbat Kibi'ud. Shabbat Kibi'ud makes no Shabbat. But the rest of the week should be Kibi'ud.
So you can only have an ounce of bread.
You don't say the last one, the Shabbat Sukkah. I didn't, the Rambam said doesn't eat Sukkah. He said before. But as we said, even mine, how she can this, if you eat well. Look, בלילי יום טוב ראשון אומר לי שבסוכה, למה? היום טוב עושה אותו כביעור. נקבע על ידי יום טוב, אותו דבר בשבת. כן, נקבע, ודאי. Because the קביעות החובה עושה אותו קביעות. נקרא קביע.
Good, you can eat kapitza. Can you?
try to minimize.
Oh, right, Jesus.
Yeah. Once again, well, it's a little bit silent. To answer. Okay. Then it said, Mikan Ba'ela, up to the first night, we should. Option. If he wants, he will have his meal in Sukkah. If he doesn't want, don't eat bread. You can eat. As I said in Pesach, same thing. Pesach, if you eat matzah, say, what's in it? You are sugar lechol hametz. But you have to eat matzah during the whole week? Now, for the first night, you must eat matzah. The same thing here. You have to eat the meal in the Sukkah the first night. But the rest, you don't want to eat, don't eat. In Pesach, you want to eat potatoes all week. The same thing here. You eat something that you don't have to have Sukkah. רצה לאכול סעודה סעודה בסוכה, רצה אינו אוכל קשועה לפירות וקליות, חוץ הסוכה, אוכל. כדין אכילת מצה בפסח. אגזק. מי שהיה ראשו ורובו בסוכה, ושולחנו בתוך ביתו, או יש איזה משנה, מסכת סוכה, מחלוקת בית שמאי ותלם. A person is a small סוכה. Or even there is a large סוכה, crowded. And there is one man at the doorway. Don't say the Gemara said, Rabbi Hanan ben Zakkai was the last student of Hillel, the youngest. Hillel had 80 students, greatest rabbis of the world. The youngest one of them was Rabbi Hanan ben Zakkai. When Hillel was about to leave the world to say goodbye, he called on all his students to come. He would push in. Rabbi Hanan ben Zakkai, he would push in. All our talking to them. Be it Ezer, Yeshua, Akiva, greatest meal. And the guy waited. There was not enough room, 80 people. Into the room, he stayed over there. Then Hillel says, where is that Yohanan? I said, oh, he's there. He's there. Let him in. Let him in. All the greatest students there. I said, let Rabbi Hanan in. Because he knew that Rabbi Hanan, the guy would be in. One of the greatest leaders of the Jewish people. His rabbi already in his nebuah, Ruach HaKodesh, knew what Rabbi Nachman Zakkai would be. And that's what happened. Rabbi Nachman Zakkai, later after his rabbi died, what was it? He saved the Jewish people, he saved the whole Jewish religion, the whole Torah up to now. It's not because Rabbi Nachman Zakkai would be no Torah today, would be nothing. He said Rabbi Nachman Zakkai in his time, but like Moshe Rabbeinu in his time. Like Shmuel in his time. Why? When the guy saved the Torah and the Talmud Chacham. By this he saved the Jewish people. When Rabbi Nachman the guy came the enemy to destroy the Talmud Chacham, the guy went out to meet him. The minute he went out to meet him, the general of the army came in and bowed to him. The officers, all the generals got mad at them. The chief of staff, the Jew you do. I saw the image of this person that helped me. This is all. He did everything. And Rabbi Nachman Zakkai also inspected me and said, my dear king. The general looked at him. You call me my dear king? Caesar, we called him. He called me Caesar. I'm not the Caesar. You are Mored Ba Malchut. You are telling me there's a king. I'm just a general. City in the sea. He knows more than what the general knows. But while talking to him, a message came. Messengers came from Rome. The Caesar died. I'm telling him that the Senate decided to appoint him to be the king. Looked at him, unbelievable man. He said, wow, good. That's what I'm going to try. What do I imagine? The Quran said, 80 students he had in them, 30 of them. ראויים שתשרה עליהם שכינה כמשה. They deserve that הקדוש ברוך הוא appear to them the way he appeared to משה רבנו. Second 30, ראויים שתעמוד להם חמה כיהושע בן נון. if they want to order the sun to stop from revolving, that's means the word, the earth from revolving, as the Yeshua did. He stopped it for 24 hours. Imagine the human being will come, I order. Shemesh begiv'on, dom, v'yareach be'emek ayalon. He came the time the sun was shining in Gibeon, and the moon was in Emek Ayalon. He said, I want it to be all the time for a full day, still the sun will be in Gibeon, that means the earth will not be gone.